When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
It's time to get inside the Giants huddle.
Huddle up.
On Giants.com.
Here we go.
And the Giants mobile app.
Get them in there. Let's go.
Part of the Giants podcast network.
Welcome to another edition of the Giants Huddle podcast, brought to you by PSEG. Energy efficiency for game time and anytime. Visit PSEG.com/Giants for discounts, rebates, and home energy assessments. From NFL Network, the queen of analytics, Cynthia Freeland. Paul Dottino, John Schmelk with you. Cynthia, good to see you. How's the combine treating you so far?
I got here late last night, so it's great. I'm still like in my like combine high. I do miss my puppy, but other than that, we're good.
How old is your puppy?
He's 8 months.
Oh man.
I rescued him and I like love him so much.
What breed?
I think he's a mix between a German Shepherd and a Husky.
Oh.
His name's Gordy after Gordy Howe.
That's terrific.
That's how you know you're from Michigan.
You brought California weather here. We've got 70 degrees.
You know what? I'm glad I could bring it for you, you know?
Thank you.
It's snowing back at home, I think, right?
It was back in Jersey.
Yeah.
Yes. Needless to say, my wife was not happy. I flew out for this trip the day they got 5 inches of snow. Not pleased.
No.
I had to wake up at 4:30 to beat my 10-month-old up to snow before she had to bring him to the end. Not good.
Not great.
Anyway, let's get down to business here, Cynthia.
Yeah.
As someone that likes numbers.
Loves
and
numbers.
Takes them seriously.
Uh-huh.
What numbers are you keeping an eye out on this week? And you think are legitimately important. We know which ones gets publicized, right?
Yep.
But what's important number-wise for you and for teams as they work through this combine process this week?
Well, I think the thing, so you want to like verify the film, right? Like everyone's already put their college film. It's all there. You can watch it. And you don't want to see anything like weird one way or another. Like, did you miss something in a bad way if someone doesn't test at least okay? Or did you miss something in a good way and you're like, oh, maybe I should double check this person. Mm-hmm. So I like to watch for things like balance and just kind of workout stuff to see if they've like kept going with their workouts since their college careers ended. Because let's be honest, there are going to be some guys who are gym freaks, right? Like today, Tyree already, like people are asking him to measure his arms, his wingspans. Like,
and he did, by the way. It's
athletic,
huge.
Athletic freak. And that's, I mean, because you're like, this guy's doing crazy things at 275. And we all are just kind of like, oh, that's mind blowing. Like,
so
you
it's
know,
funny. That's sorry for interrupting you, but it's almost like expectations and the numbers compared to the expectation
right.
is much more important than 100%. The number itself.
100%. Yeah. And look, some of the things are like, the reality is we already kind of know who these good players are and you already kind of know who the ones you're going to pass on are. It's all about the average ones in between and kind of getting those right, because you can see how an average player in Coach Daboll's system would become better than that. You saw that Isaiah Hodgins is a great example of that, right? So you find these players who they fit what he needs to do, and they can connect on this level of like, you know, the interviews are important at the combine because the coach can see, can you learn from me? Do we have something in common? How do we, can we get on the same page here? Mm-hmm. And that's what's more important.
All right. I want to ask you about a very important concept to coaches, and that's play speed.
Mm-hmm.
Because we will hear about 40 times.
Oh, yeah.
Incessantly for the next several days. But yet, you will then hear some of these guys
the
say,
clocking.
Yeah, but my play speed's a hell of a lot better than that.
Yep.
And only the eye test can tell you about play speed, right? Unless, I know the GPS devices
yeah,
now have
not
come
anymore.
Into play.
Yeah.
How much do you consider all of that?
Well, I think that running routes in college consistently is really interesting, because if you can consistently run, not every wide receiver runs every route. I'm just using wide receivers as an example. They don't run everything in every route on the tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they can do something really well, and then you can like see how that extrapolates, like deep crossers, not every team has that in their bag, right? Like they don't all do that. So if you're looking at kind of the in-between the number stuff, you're not ever going to get up to full speed. So I don't know why you'd care about my 40, right? But if I can get my first 10, that first 10 split of my 40, if I can get up to full speed quick, now I care about that. And we can measure everything now. Like, you can measure how fast someone starts off the line of scrimmage. You can measure when it's when you're getting pressured and someone's in your face and press coverage, right? Then you can see, I slow down significantly. You can see change of direction speed. Some guys are straight line runners. That's what the 40 is. Does that really matter? Because how often are you running in a straight line? And by the way, if my defensive lineman is running 40 yards, heck is broken loose.
That's not good.
And it is, it's fun, and take it for what it is.
There's a couple of Big Macs downfield he might be doing.
Exactly. Go.
All right. So I think you bring up a great point. So I want to talk to you a little bit about some of this player speed measure.
Yep.
Like they had the Zebra system at the Senior Bowl, for example. And they can measure speed coming in and out of breaks. And talking to coaches, that's something that I think is important to them, right? How quickly they can change direction at the end of the stem of the route and then make that move. So I guess, how seriously, from your understanding, are teams taking those college tracking numbers? And I guess the other part of it, too, is that I know there are a lot of different systems.
Mm-hmm.
One conference uses one system. Another conference uses another system. And a lot of times, the numbers sometimes don't always jive.
Nope.
So how do the NFL teams then take what their GPS tells them compared to different systems that different colleges are using? Because really, if you can't cross-compare them, they're kind of useless, right? So how do you put all that together?
The reality is when you're looking at those fine points like that, like, all you need to do is narrow things down to make, like, you already have great decision makers. If you've made it to the NFL level as a coach, as a scout, as a front office person, like, Joe Shane has put in the time and hours. He knows a good football player when he sees it. Give him fewer options so that what you're doing is you're compressing it, as opposed to, let's check out these 30 cornerbacks. Ugh, let's do five. Because these five fit the profile of what we're looking for. Right. So these are the five that we want to choose between, and we'll put a number grade on each one, or a round grade, however they want to grade. But every system's a little different. But the point is you're not if you're really looking at the difference between, like, the systems there, they tend to be like relatively the same. They rank the players in about the same order. And maybe it's like very little differences. It's
a couple
not
hundreds,
like,
of a second.
Right. You're not getting like player, like, corner one and corner five on a Zebra system aren't going to be, maybe the time is different, but the ranking is going to be the same as in the non-Zebra system, right? So you want to look at relative things. You're just looking for flags of who could be good and how we could use them best.
Someone that doesn't meet a threshold.
Or someone who you didn't realize but is over it, and maybe that's a little gem that you could draft in a late round, right? So it's less about the 1/1000th of a, who cares, right? But the relative. This guy gets out of his break. I know I like the Alabama corner, right? Or whatever, right? This LSU guy, he gets out of his breaks faster consistently in every single game. I didn't realize that, right? Okay, so those two schools, people probably already, but you know what I'm saying.
All right, I'm going to double up with a Giants question.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. We've seen how Saquon Barkley bounced back from significant injury.
Yes.
We have seen Daniel Jones improve dramatically
under
Brian Daboll.
Yes.
What did your analytics tell you specifically about how far Barkley really did rebound? Is he 100% of what he was as a rookie? And did Daniel Jones show you mathematically where his biggest jumps were as a player?
Let's start with Saquon. I think Saquon's better than he was as a rookie. The stats or whatever might not, like, bear out the exact same way, but his value and his ability to earn first downs and touchdowns is more valuable than when he was a rookie. This season specifically, in the beginning of the season, his value was like astronomical. Now, defense has adjusted to it, and he still stayed incredibly valuable even once defense has adjusted to it. But even that adjustment to having to really focus on him with as much attention as teams did, because they didn't know if he was going to be healthy at the beginning of the season, so they had a lot of different game plans. Well, now you're like, okay, we got it, Saquon Barkley, that's the plan. His value, and now you create opportunities in the pass game. So he's more valuable now than he was as a rookie. Like, it, and to me, it's I don't know the exact number, but relative to where he started, he's gotten more valuable. So
he'd like to hear that right now, actually. It's a good time for him to hear that.
I understand. He's hearing ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. But the reality is get the right contract to match it, because I think that's going to be the right thing, right? Like, contract is art and a science, creating the right contracts, because you don't want to disrespect someone. But at the same time, I understand, like, $224.8 sounds like a lot of millions of dollars, but it actually goes pretty fast, yeah. Especially with, you know, you see in a season when people get hurt and you have to bring people in, like just it goes pretty fast. So it's tricky. Now with Daniel Jones, one of the interesting things, I always look at how a quarterback performs in a clean pocket, because that's theoretically the best situation they're going to find themselves in, meaning no pressure. This is how and his clean pocket ratings are very strong. Mm-hmm. He needs a few better pass catchers. And I don't think any Giants fan would disagree with me. I'm not saying anything that anyone's going to be like.
Yeah, the eye test will tell us that.
Right. And if he has a few more stronger threats, deeper threats that aren't just named Saquon Barkley, then it would look even better, because he is a dual threat quarterback, and mm-hmm. people, they don't forget that, but they don't think of him in that same way. And if you just gave a little bit more space, you're not compressing that part of the field, like right behind the line, like right. Then you're going to see even better results. I'm a Daniel Jones believer.
All right.
Again, you got to get the contract right, though. I'm not saying he deserves to get paid Patrick Mahomes money, right? But
I want to follow up on Daniel. I think this is probably the time for our last one.
Yeah.
You know, what do you like when you evaluate quarterbacks? Are you a big EPA per play, per dropback believer? I think it's a little broad for me. I don't think it really tells you as much as you like.
Right.
And then I guess, you know, he was great in the completion percentage over expected, but his average at the target was down. Do you think some of the stuff that people point to, which is really the EPA and the depth of target where people try to, you know, pin hits on him and
yep.
why? When you look at quarterbacks around the league, how much are those numbers impacted by the talent around them? As you mentioned, you want to bring better pass catchers, right?
Yeah.
Do those numbers go up because you get better talent?
Yep.
And do you think that
yes.
is what was holding him back in those types of specific categories?
Well, I think the O-line was holding him back a little bit, too.
Good, yeah. Great answer.
Yeah. So I think two things, right? Like, of course, you will have better the thing about EPA is, look, we're all outsiders. Like, what's really going on is that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll have a system that's their version of EPA. They might call it that, but like, you know, they call it whatever they call it, right? Like, and or they, however they want to determine it.
And for fans, by the way, that's expected points added.
Yes,
just
right. And expected points added, again, we're outsiders, so, and we want to measure everyone with the same stick, because like, think about it, our job is content. So like, wow, that was a Michigan accent. Content. We can bring a girl back to the Midwest and her accent comes out. Anyways, you know, so we all want to measure with one stick, right? So you can say this quarterback's better or worse than that, whatever, right? But the reality is that, like, in your system, are you executing the things that you want to be doing? Yes or no? Then this is what you're, like, your team totally overperformed, like, any win expectation. Maybe, like to the point where you're like, wow, like.
Maybe doubled it.
Right. Like, and I'm not trying to be mean. Like,
no,
you know,
no,
but
100%
but, it, but it's possible that, and that is a huge testament to, now, I guess my thing is, what would you imagine if you give them a few more players? Like, just give them a few more seconds to right. hold the football. See what happens.
Do I have time for one more?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we can squeeze
okay,
one
more. Defense. Wink Martindale says to us, it's all about points allowed. It's all about red zone.
It's all about blitzing. I'm going to blitz.
I'm going to keep coming. And the bottom line is, he doesn't care about where they rank in any of those other categories. He just says, this is what I'm going to do,
yep.
and this is what we're going to do, and we're keeping you off the scoreboard. How difficult is that for someone like you to swallow?
I mean, he's great because I know what he's going to do every play. Like that's wonderful. No, look, I think you should be true to whatever your system is. The problem is you then have to have the right players to execute that,
yeah.
and he did up front.
Yeah.
But you got to back it up in
the
back.
Corners, right?
The corners, you have to back it, or maybe a really nasty safeties, whatever. You have to really back it up with excellent, like, you can't just, like, all or nothing, right? Like, so sure, but I don't care. Tell me I kind of like that he's like, this is my system, this is how, because not only do we understand, but his players understand, and that's a really big key. So you have the right guys up front. I love the front's great, but you got to add those pieces in the back to execute that. I don't care what your strategy is, just get the pieces that fit it, right? Like, if I'm 5'6", I'm never going to dunk a basketball. If you ask me to play a five, like, I'm messing up, right? Your team's going to suck. But if you ask me to play point guard, shooting guard, we're going to be a lot better. Just point is get the right, do what you want to do. I don't care who you tell. Just get the right players to execute that.
Quick 10-second follow-up.
Yeah.
Is just focusing on red zone defense, is that a sustainable thing, or is that such a small sample size that it can get very variable from year to year?
It's very variable year to year, and also you have to remember that, like, a lot of times touchdowns happen when a coverage is busted that's outside the red area. So red area is great if you don't have like deep touchdowns headed, right?
100%.
Like, so, and those deep threats, because we're such a passing focused league and the running backs do break really long runs.
And
like,
you blitz and you're playing a lot of man to man.
And you're playing a lot. Wait, he blitzes? No. So, you know, like, but look, like, you're, if that happens, then it's actually not helpful because that's like a 30 yard touchdown, right? So,
Cynthia, great stuff. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Love it. You can find Cynthia, you know, Freeland on Coverage NFL Networks of the Combine all weekend long. Make sure you go check it out. We thank you for joining us in the Giants Huddle Podcast. We'll see you next time.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.